Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, this is your fun Friday episode. You made it through another week. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I get it. You know how we're going to start every episode of The Lion, though. Scripture. And this week's scripture has been one that's very special to me. I pray that it's been special to you now, that we spent some time really digging into it. But Romans 8:1, therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Guys, you are not condemned. So if you missed the episode, the previous episode, go back and check it out. Okay. I spent a lot of time unpacking this idea of self-talk, what that looks like, how we got about 150,000 no's before we turn 18, how 77% of the time we think about stuff is negative, right? And then we started talking, I spent a lot of time talking about five levels of self-talk. How do you start self-talk and make it an impact? What do you do to actually turn this into action? Okay. And recognize when it happens, the power of taking control of those thoughts and flipping them to a positive outcome. Okay. So again, I talked a lot about the power of who you're listening to, how that can influence you, and how why you need a community of men. So again, go back and check that one out. And again, if you haven't checked out our community, what are you waiting on? Seriously, make that happen. Because on that last episode, I shared those declarations that came from my brother, Dwayne. He shared those with the community. I asked for his permission. He said, absolutely, roll it out. So there was a ton of declarations out there, guys, that we could start speaking over ourselves on a daily basis that will make an impact. Okay. So again, go back and check that episode. I had a lot of fun doing that one. That was a solo I felt like there were some really good truths, the things that I had learned. And that's what this podcast is all about, just sharing and helping you guys grow, develop a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, be that leader that God intends you to be, you know, all these things. And we got to start speaking these truths to ourselves. So now let's get to our fun Friday tips. We got a health tip, wealth tip, and a self tip. Now, these all relate directly to the idea of self-talk. Okay. So let's get into our health tip. Our health tip is going to be, I want you to write an affirmation list. Okay. Now, I mentioned this in a previous episode, but actually do it. Write an affirmation list and then start speaking it daily. Now, why should you do this? Because there is power in your words, and there's power in your speech. And when you write it down, you're going to do a huge favor for yourself, because you're going to actually move this ball down the field. So write them. I'm a great husband. I'm a great dad. I'm a great leader. I'm a great businessman. I'm a hard worker. I'm in shape. I am healthy. I am not fat. I am successful. Start writing these things down. Then every day when you get up, I think you should always finish for your first part of your day praising God. But at some point, speak these out. And I'm not talking about just read them to yourself. No, don't do that. Speak them out. Your ears need to hear your mouth say these words. Okay? I am successful. I am a child of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Start speaking those affirmations. Go back and listen to that previous episode. I gave you a whole list of these that you could roll right through. I am blessed. I'm a child of God. All these different ones. I am not alone. Okay? All those. Start speaking them out. There's your health tip, because it's all about the mind, guys, getting the mind sharp. Now, your wealth tip. This is a little bit different. I was trying to think about the best way to do it. And so the only way I know to do stuff is just right on the nose. So it may rub you guys, some of you guys wrong, but that's okay. Your wealth tip is I want you to get out of that poverty mindset. Get out of the poverty mindset. I'm so tired of guys talking about, I don't have any money, I'm broke, all these things. And look, I got to start doing this myself, because I mean, there's some things that are holding me back from making some changes because I'm scared of going into poverty. But the poverty mindset will hold you back. It is not productive. Christians should be striving to earn the most, to have that life of abundance. Why? So we can glorify God. So we can glorify Him. You can't do that if you're broke. You won't be able to do the things that you feel like God's calling you to do, because you're broke. You got to get out of that poverty mindset. And I see this way too often in the church. And within not just my church, and churches in general, that we see this poverty mindset. People sometimes think about your Sunday church, your Sunday crowd at a restaurant. Why is that the most avoided time shift for people who work in the food industry? It's because it's terrible. Because the Christians, they come in from church and they're stingy. They don't tip well. They're rude. And you go look it up. That Sunday afternoon after church crowd is the most avoided crowd for people who work in food service. And it should be the most coveted time. Why? Because we should be the most generous people, the most loving, the most caring, the most forgiving people out there, period. And it's just not. So guys, got to flip that. So get out of that poverty mindset. Look, I get it. You know, maybe you want to live a simpler life, but still, stack that cheddar and go use it to build the kingdom. There's nothing wrong with that. And someone who tells you that it's wrong, they're lying to you. You know, my recent conversation with Rilo, he talked about the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan was able to help. Why? Because he had some money. He was able to do something because he had funds available. And if you don't have funds available, you got to get to work. The Bible talks, I think, 2,500 times about money. Why did God spend that much time talking about money and wealth? Because He knows what's wrong with our hearts, and He wants to make sure where it's important for us, but we need to get after it and do all we can to glorify Him. All right, now your self-tip. Now, this can go for wives and kids, but I want you to think about specifically for your wife this week. Start speaking positive self-talk to your wife, okay? And I'm not talking about when you feel like it's that time, you're ready to move that to the intimacy. No. Because then you're doing it with wrong intentions. Start speaking positive self-talk to her at all times. She needs to know she's a wonderful wife. If she's a mom, she's a wonderful mother. How honored you are to be her husband. How much of a hard worker she is, how she does a great job around the house, how she does a great job with your kids, how you could always count on her, how much you appreciate the fact that she's there for you. She needs to hear these things, guys, right? Use the text thing too. Drop a text every now and then. Just, hey, I appreciate you. How awesome. It's an honor to be your husband. I just want you to know I'm thinking about you and that you are loved at this very moment. Little things like that. So go ahead and send that text right now. You don't have to tell them when Chris told you to do it. But send her a text. Just a positive affirmation. Something that you find just valuable about her. You need to start sharing that with her more often. They need to hear it. We need to hear it. And as leaders, as men, time to start stepping up and leading. And that means taking action. So send that out. Send that to her. Let her know. It's one thing just to have it in your heart or in your head, but man, speak it out. Let her know right now. Start speaking that positive self-talk to her. And I promise you guys, it's going to have a huge impact on your relationship. So there you go. There are your three tips, guys. You got your health tip. I want you to get that affirmation list going. Okay, get that going. If you want to, send that affirmation list into support at thelinewithin.us. We'll probably try, we may even try to compile a big list and put it out there for you guys. So if you got an affirmation list, support at thelinewithin.us, or go ahead and join the community. You can drop it in there like Dwayne did, and that will help so many guys. That wealth tip, stop having a living in poverty mindset. Stop it. Now, we don't preach prosperity, nor do we preach poverty gospel here, guys. We preach Jesus. And we also know to serve him, we want to do all we can to build the kingdom, and that takes resources. So get out of that poverty mindset. Now, your self-tip, start speaking that positive self-talk to your spouse. If you want to go ahead and roll this a little bit further, start speaking it to your children as well. But we really need to be super intentional about how we speak to our spouse. Because if our children see us, okay, if they see us speaking this positive self-talk to our spouses, that's going to impact them too. Now, don't miss the opportunity. There's an opportunity to share with them positive self-talk. Do it for sure. But I want you focusing right now on positive self-talk to your spouse. Take action. Send that text. Make that phone call. Put it into action and make it be. Okay. All right. Now let's move for our book of the week. Our book of the week is the one I spent talking about all week this week. What to say when you talk to yourself. Highly recommend this book. It's great. It's got a lot of good resources in here. Definitely think it's worthwhile. I'm not sure when this was actually the original. I think it came out like in the 80s or something like that. But this is a phenomenal read. There are a lot of stories that connect it well with me, a lot of examples. So hopefully, that will serve you guys well. You can go check out our links in the show notes there too if you want to grab you a copy of that. So what to say when you talk to yourself. So now our dad jokes, let's get to those for our fun Friday. So we've got two dad jokes for you, and both of them have been submitted by members of our community. So our first one is, what do you feed your baby if you want them to grow up to be a race car driver? Formula One. There you go. So that was submitted by Doug Mills. Doug Mills, he is in our community. Happy to have Doug here. He's a great guy. Shows up to a lot of our events, and we're so blessed to have him with us. So thank you, Doug, for submitting that one. Dad joke number two. Dennis always asks dumb questions like, when was the last time you flossed? I'm like, bro, you were there? So that was submitted by James Chapman. He's new to our community. He joined recently and put a request out for some dad jokes. James jumped in with two or three, actually. So this is a really good one. So just blessed to have him here. So that's submitted by James Chapman. Thank you, Brother James, for that one. So number one, what do you feed your baby if you want them to grow up to be a race car driver? Formula One, of course. And number two, dentists are always asked dumb questions like, when was the last time you flossed? I'm like, bro, you were there. So there you go. Let us know which number one, number two, which one lands best. Remember, eye rolls count, guys. So the question that I want you to think about, talked about it all week this week. This is an important question to ask yourself, though. Would you let others speak to you the way you speak to yourself? I'm telling you guys, this is an important one to know, because I guarantee you, you probably wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. So you got to start recognizing that and making a change. So guys, I pray this serves you well. I pray you enjoy this fun Friday. These tips help you, the dad jokes, all that fun stuff. You got to get in the community. Guys, you got to take action. Go to thelinewithin.us. Connect with us there. We'll be able to get your 30-day free trial of our community. You'll be able to hop in. We have our live events. We have our Ask Me Anything events. We have our Bible study. We have the Lion Lunches, guys. We have the courses. We have a moderator-led Bible studies. We have a little beta, our little groups now, or we call them our pods, where you connect with a small group of guys, and you'll be able to get to know each other even better that way. We have topics like strength training, anxiety, entrepreneurship, being a better husband, raising kids. Guys, we have the topics. We have the things in here to serve you. We're building these resources for us. No, for you. So it's about you. It's the Lion Within Us. That's what it's about. The only way you'll be able to do this, though, guys, to take advantage of any of these things we offer, is just be in the community. So seriously, check out that 30-day free trial. Hop on over to thelionwithin.us. Check it out. If you don't like it, bounce out. It's all good. Okay. Now, also, if you like the podcast, give us a rating and review. If you haven't done that yet, what in the world are you waiting on? Please give us a rating and review. That makes a big difference with how podcasts work. Just try. I don't know how all the algorithms work. I just know they do. So the more ratings and reviews that we get, the better. And then lastly, share the podcast. Share it, particularly that Wednesday episode where we talked about self-talk. Share them out. That's the quickest way a podcast can grow is when people actually hit, you know what? I'm going to send this episode to who knows who, right? Send it. Challenge yourself to send it to 10 people, right? Don't just send it to one. Send it to a group. Just send it out because you never know how a message like this week, self-talk, could possibly help someone who's struggling right now. So take that action, guys. Take that action. So I look forward to serving you guys next week. I pray this serves you well. Again, thelionwithin.us for all our resources to connect with our community. Hopefully you guys have a wonderful weekend. Remember, capture those thoughts. And then there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Love it. Love it. Get after it, guys. We'll see you next week for our next spiritual kickoff. And do not forget to unleash the lion within. What if you could connect with other Christian men, grow in your faith, have resources to help you be the leader God intends you to be, have live events where you can ask questions and get in-the-moment answers, and be connected to guys 24/7 when you need them the most? Does it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. That is what we've built within the Lion Within Us community. I'm telling you guys, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Jump in. Check us out. We have weekly events that are happening all the time. We have lion lunches. We have our Bible study. We have boot camps that are happening. We have Ask Me Anything events every month where you get a chance to ask questions directly from guests from the show. Guys, it's access that you cannot get anywhere else. This community is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's growing closer together as it grows as well. It's amazing to see how these guys lean in, support, serve, love, encourage, challenge each other on a daily basis. So guys, if you want a chance just to check it out, hop over to thelionwithin.us. Get a 30-day free trial. Just see what it's like. And you may find what you've been looking for, that encouragement, that support, that brotherhood, is right here at the click of your finger. I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.